back to yesterday, somewhere in my heart, we'll never be apart. Every time I try,
hi everyone, and welcome back to Conscious Fitness Divine Body. Tonight we are going to take you, Sally and myself, and Sally is going to introduce herself in a few minutes. We're going to take you to a world where we're going to be going between, in a lot of direction actually. We're going to go through discovering the spirit, enjoying some knowledge about Celtic spirit as well, and more about this body-mind-spirit connection living down here, and much more. You got to stay with us. And again, one more time tonight, to give our listener the a little free gift, we are opening our calling line to for you guys. If you have a question to ask to our guest tonight, you are more than welcome to call us. Don't hesitate to go onto the website, bbsradio.com, where you're going to find all the phone numbers to give us a call and ask a question directly to our guest. And all the insight that Sally has and can help you with in your personal, professional life, then I'm sure she will be more than willing to open up to you. So tonight we're going to introduce Sally Joan Hostin, if I pronounce it well with my French accent. Hi, Sally.
Hello there. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Great. So you have an accent, too.
I do.
I don't feel lonely tonight. It's good. So where are you from?
I'm actually from the northwest of England, originally.
Mm-hmm. So that's quite a bit of a trip as well to come all the way here.
It is, yeah.
It is. Nice. And so tell us a little bit about you, Sally. Well, you do a lot of things. So let's expose a little bit of you to let our listener kind of know a little bit more about you and how they can reach you to eventually support their quest.
Okay. Well, my main focus of my work is I'm a psychic channel and mystic and a spiritual teacher. And so what that means is that I work directly with spirit and spiritual guides and master teachers. And really, through my access and ability to communicate with them, through my work, I'm able to guide people on their life pathways, in their experience, with opening their consciousness to recognizing that, you know, this ability to connect to our divine self or spirit is available for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do a lot of work guiding people on their life pathways, helping them to navigate their lives and relationships and business and money and, you know, just their relationships to themselves, basically. So that's some of what I do. I also am a spiritual teacher and teach classes to help people find their own connection and be able to access information for themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. And you're also a reverend.
I'm also a reverend. I'm a minister, an interfaith minister of spiritual counseling. Yeah, so that's kind of part of my work as well.
So do people come to you more for a the minister side and then discover the other side of you? Or,
well, my ministry is, I studied many different pathways of spirituality and religion through my ministry at my seminary school, but my ministry really is my psychic channeling work and teaching people meditation. I mean, that's really the, I'm not a minister of a church. This is my church, in a sense, is providing consultation and guidance for people.
So you just mentioned meditation. How does meditation, if we can go on that path, how does meditation help one to find out or reconnect, we'll say, with their higher self, where, you know, they're really their uniqueness?
Yeah. Well, meditation is twofold, really, the purpose of meditation in the way that I work with it. The first is to teach people to open to a space within themselves through inner listening, breathing, creative visualization where they can find their own connection to the truth or wise self or divine self within. And through practice, people are able to go inside of themselves, listen to their intuition, and ultimately connect to their own spiritual guides and teachers and mm-hmm. really receive guidance on every area of their life. So the first purpose of meditation is to, you know, access wisdom and information for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the second, you know, purpose is that meditation is very healing. It helps us to connect to a source of loving and peace within ourselves, which, you know, just greatly facilitates us living on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. So those are the two kind of aspects to meditation that can be really beneficial to people.
Mm-hmm. And we are going to give, obviously, your contact information through your website and eventually your phone number if you wish to. But on your website, we can find CDs.
Yes.
And meditation, guided meditation. So anyone can just purchase those, or you would recommend, you know, to go with you at least once to see how you are doing things and purchase them after, or it's really a tool that you can purchase and go on your own.
Oh, definitely, because I teach classes in Los Angeles, but the meditation CDs allow people to develop their own, you know, practice through mm-hmm. those CDs. So mm-hmm. it's very helpful. Yeah.
Very good, very good. So and another part that I like, that, you know, I'm very curious, and so I see that you have this relationship with, and maybe I don't explain it very well, but Morningstar. I want to know who Morningstar is.
Okay. Well, Morningstar is, it's really an aspect, I guess you could say it's an aspect to my creative higher self. So I am Morningstar, and that's kind of my pen name, because as well as doing channel teachings and writings, I also do creative and inspirational writings and prose, which is just part of my divine creative self-expression. So mm-hmm. Morningstar is kind of my pen name, really, to you know, put forward my own words. You know, so it's a little different than my channel teaching, which is really channeling a consciousness that's my spirit guides and a consciousness that's beyond myself.
Mm-hmm. So, because you have actually, you channel as well for Mother Earth, right?
I channel for the Divine Mother, which is the feminine aspect of God,
mm-hmm.
You know, also known in her facets as Kuan Yin and Mother Mary. I she is my main spiritual guide and teacher who I do bring mm-hmm. through my channel.
Very interesting. And so she will come through for all the readings, or it's going to be, you're going to have some guides coming for some readings, some your Morningstar coming for another one, or is it mostly the one that's going to come through?
Well, I work with the consciousness of God and Spirit in my channel teachings, and predominantly, yes, the Divine Mother comes through me. There's
mm-hmm.
there's a difference. Some people work with what's called trance channeling, where the spirit guide speaks through them in first person.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's conscious channeling, which usually I work with through my readings, which basically means that spirit are speaking to me and I relay the information
mm-hmm.
To whoever I'm talking to. So, yes, all of my guides and the Divine Mother will be working with me this evening,
mm-hmm.
and I will be conveying to people the information that they're giving me for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you also, because really you're multi-talented in that, you're very unique in that matter, because you are really broad in terms of your possibility. You do shamanism too, right?
I do work with shamanism. Yes, I work with many different, because I'm an interfaith minister, I work with many different spiritual pathways. So I
mm-hmm.
work a lot with shamanism in helping people connect to their power animals, their spirit guides, taking shamanic journeys in meditation to really work with facilitating healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I do work within shamanism, as well as a psychic channel. I do many different forms of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And another side of you that I'm really fascinated to talk about as well is the past life regression. So can you
yeah.
talk to us about what it is and how that type of work can actually help once in our path or in its path.
Well, it's interesting with past life regression because oftentimes people have people in their lives who they're like, you may just meet them and you go, wow, I really feel like I know this person really
mm-hmm.
well. Or perhaps there's someone in your life who you meet someone and there's just you feel a great deal of conflict with that person. Oftentimes our relationships in this life go back to previous life incarnations where we've born a different relationship to people. A father in this life may have been your son in a past life, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so past life regression helps us to understand our relationships,
mm-hmm.
and it helps us to sometimes also heal some of the conflicts that we have with people by understanding what happened with that person in our life in a previous incarnation. So
mm-hmm.
Past life regression can be very, very powerful indeed. And, you know, I also work as a therapist, and sometimes people, you know, can heal things in this life, but it's still not really healed. And sometimes doing a past life regression can open people to a deeper level of healing.
Mm-hmm. So to make it really clearer, even like for me, because I'm receiving a lot of teaching tonight, that's good. Whatever you bring into this life during this reincarnation, if it is not necessarily healed if you work it through only in this life?
Well, actually, the beauty of it is if you heal, if you can heal something with, another person who you have a past life history with, if you can heal it in this life, and
okay.
then it kind of cancels out all of a past life karma or difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that, I guess to make it a little clearer, it's just that sometimes we can't understand, why do I have such a conflict with this person who I've
mm-hmm.
just met, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes to understand and to heal it, we need to go into a past life regression to kind of explain it,
I see.
Think. Yeah.
And so do you believe, do you feel that every single person that is brought into our life in this lifetime has been somehow close or not necessarily close, but somehow known in other life?
I would say that if you feel a strong connection, emotional connection with someone,
mm-hmm.
either a positive one or
mm-hmm.
a negative one,
mm-hmm.
then the chances are that you're going to have a past life connection with that
mm-hmm.
person.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes our family in this life, we have past life connections with, and that's why sometimes we can have some conflict within our family relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
usually people we feel kind of neutral about, or then oftentimes we're just passing each other by.
I see.
There's not always a strong past life connection.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. And so a friend of mine is going to like that one. You are also pet psychic reader, I would say.
Yeah.
So that is really unique, I heard of two or three people doing it, but how often do you have people asking you to do a reading for their pet?
Oh, for their pets. Oh, a lot of time, and I just love that work. I've done a lot of charity work for, like, cancer walks and that involve like dog walks for raising money for cancer and different
mm-hmm.
things like that. And I have people, you know, private clients who call me about their animals. And animals are so unconditionally loving, and they
mm-hmm.
have such an important relationship to their owners
mm-hmm.
that pet psychic work can be really, really a lot of fun and really meaningful, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor little thing sometimes, but you know they agreed to walk our life, you know, with each other, right? We agreed at some point during the reincarnation to, you know, for us to be their owners and for them to be our pets.
Absolutely. And
okay.
oftentimes the soul of our pets will reincarnate into another pet that
uh-huh.
we have in our life.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I have a little kitty cat, Christy, who actually is the same soul as a little dog that I had when I was a child. So,
fantastic.
You know, they often travel with us continually through our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the reason why there's a reincarnation in another kind of pet, like I have heard that, you know, the dog is the symbol of unconditional love, where the cat symbolizes more the spirituality. Is there because they're somehow, they are showing us as well where we are in our personal journey?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And oftentimes I find that people have animals who have come in and the animals are healers. You know, they come in to help heal the person. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I totally believe that. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So now let's broaden a little bit our space. And how do you perceive our global consciousness right now?
Well, I think that there's a lot of transition that people
mm-hmm.
are going through collectively on the planet. There's a lot of shifts and changes energetically,
mm-hmm.
which explains, you know, the recent, you know, disasters or earthquakes and that kind of thing. I mean, it really is just that there is such a dramatic shift of energy happening.
Yep.
With the physical earth, but also within the consciousness of everyone on the planet. So
yes.
People are finding that they're having to dramatically change their lives, leave relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They can no longer do things that make them unhappy, and they really have to step onto a path of fulfilling their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot happening right now, and a real great calling and need for healing and for people to connect to love and their spirituality to help us all through all of this,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So this is a wake-up call, obviously.
I think that it really is, and it's just, you know, an effect of just a dramatic time for change,
mm-hmm.
More than any kind of, you know, I don't really believe in any kind of judgmental reason for it, but rather that it's just a time for us to all open up, wake up, and be who we really are, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, where I come from, too, I have clients coming to me and you know, telling me that they are going through, you know, some doubts and places where they just don't feel comfortable. Even physically, they have headaches, and in their body, they just don't feel right. So is that a part of this consciousness shift where, you know, the more resistance we're going to be to really live our authentic self, and the more we're going to actually feel those side effects of it?
I think so, and I think that any conflict that we're going through in our lives, physically, emotionally, you know, or just in our experience of our lives, is really calling us to love. It's really
mm-hmm.
calling us to find a deeper place inside of ourselves where we can find healing, find a spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, conflict and difficulty or ill health occurs because we just really need to be fed by this spiritual loving
mm-hmm.
force and energy that's here for us. We just have to learn how to access it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so every single conflict needs to be addressed.
Every conflict is telling you something. It's just telling you it's a call for help from
mm-hmm.
either your body or your feelings or,
mm-hmm.
you know, in your life. It's just saying that you need to, you know, find some way to feel better, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that is through some form of spiritual connection, in my experience.
Correct.
Yeah.
So what would you, like, or how, I would say, do you advise parents who are, you know, bringing up their children in these very, you know, tremendous shifting in
yeah.
consciousness in our, you know, that we live today? Like, how can we be effective in terms of how can I do for, you know, to support them in this shift and for them to really find their place?
Well, I think that's a really important question because in my awareness, the souls who are coming in at this time, who are the children of
mm-hmm.
our, you know, in our lives,
mm-hmm.
are really advanced souls. You know, there's a lot that's been said about indigo children. Now we're talking about crystal children.
Yes.
In other words, these little souls are coming in who are far more advanced than any of us, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so, really, I think that the best thing to do is to just, you know, see them like little flowers. They just really need nurturing with love in order to just be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are coming in with everything already kind of opened up. I think that it's important to know, though, that these children are probably very, very sensitive
mm-hmm.
and so really need a lot of protection and nurturance and support in being exactly who they are,
mm-hmm.
you know. So mm-hmm. I think that the children who are coming in are, you know, far more knowledgeable than we might have been, you know,
yes.
when we first came in, perhaps.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. We can say so. I have two little ones at home.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They are like, I mean, you can tell. It's
yeah.
just, you know, not even they're the way they act. And, you know, they truly have that life of I know who I am. And you know, and somehow it is overwhelming for us, even though I have, you know, some knowledge, or we parents who are already aware of that, we have some knowledge of, okay, we read some book about the indigos and the crystals, and so they are like that. So, and somehow they still live in a system that is not necessarily
yeah.
providing them with
yeah.
an environment in terms of education and support that recognize really their true self. And,
exactly.
it, you
yeah.
know, there's this kind of a dichotomy where at home, you know, there's a place where really they can, we try to make a place that we resemble to who they are.
Yeah.
And then there's this going back to, and it's not another world, but it's another part of it
right.
that may not necessarily fit or match or vibrate with really who they are.
Well, I think that is so true, and these children, you know, meet a lot of challenges because they are so advanced and because
mm-hmm.
they're really here to bring in a new world order that breaks apart the pre-existing system. And so the greatest blessing that we can give to them is for them to know that at least they have one place, which is their home and their family,
mm-hmm.
that really accept and love and support them unconditionally. If we can give those children that, then we're giving them the strength, the inner strength that they need to then go out and navigate all of those systems, as you described, you know, that
mm-hmm.
that don't kind of fit in very well to what's going to be a new order, you know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. But it is going to be challenging, I think, for
yes.
them. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, they accepted the mission.
Exactly. And they have the strength and the incredible amount of light and wise wisdom in their souls to be able to cope with it.
Definitely. I remember one of my teachers telling me at a time I was kind of on the downside, and she was telling me, there is nothing that is brought to you that you cannot handle.
That's right.
And that's so true, because if it has been brought to me, I just have to have faith that it was brought for a reason and for me to learn. And, you know, why would, you know, pure love bring me something that is, you know, not even to climb? So there is challenges, but somewhere this is always something that can be taken. So
I think it's true, and within shamanism, you know, a lot of the philosophy is really about, you know, going through those challenges or the darkness, or they term it the underworld of our experience, because as we do that, we might, it's like mining for gold, you know,
mm-hmm.
we actually come out of that with more of our light, more of our strength than we even knew we had,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it can be. Challenges, you know, are, it's not that I believe we're meant to suffer, but going through the dark night of the soul can really help us to access our power and gifts.
Definitely.
And strength.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely. So how does your Celtic background balance everything that you do? Is it some like a big part of it? Because there's a big mystical link to everything that is tied to Celtic. So how does everything tie? Like, does that all make sense, or is it a part of you that is there, but this is the mystic part of you? Or
well, I was born into a family who already had like a line of psychic ability, already very open.
Mm-hmm.
Through my grandfather, who was Welsh, which is Celtic, of course, that there was just an ability, a gift of psychic sensitivity that he had, my mother had, and I have. And so that's just something that's always been who I am. And so as I realized that I had this ability, I then began to develop it more fully through meditation and spiritual groups.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to then open to having a connection, open my channel to having a connection to my spirit guides. So I'm always psychically sensitive in every moment of my life. I mean, that's just part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'm doing a session or a reading, I use that ability to kind of connect to a higher level, to my spirit guides and teachers and angels, who then, you know, are able to bring through information to whoever I'm working with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a part of who I am. Like I said, I'm English. Well, I'm also a psychic sensitive. It's just part of my life experience, really.
Yes, that's definitely the real authentic self. That's really the source.
Yes.
Yes. So to just make a little annotation for our listeners, you just listened to Sally, John, and Austin, and we're going to keep going. But I just wanted to remind you, listeners, that if you want to have, a little reading done to you, if you have a question that you are burning to ask Sally and actually, guides going through Sally, then don't hesitate to call. The call-in numbers are the direct lines, for some example, is 530-876-3222. It's the direct line to call on BBS Radio. But don't hesitate to get on the website as well, bbsradio.com, where you're going to find the toll-free numbers if you are calling from the U.S. or even Canada. And you can even do it in French, and I'll translate it if you need to. So anyway, we're going back with Sally. Sally, you're doing counseling as well, like family therapy, right?
I do. I'm also licensed as a psychotherapist and a marriage and family therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I work with couples therapy and individuals in psychotherapy and families and children.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that's kind of a little separate from my psychic work. Obviously my psychic intuition is still a part of who I am, so I tend to really use my intuition a lot in my therapy, even though, of course, it's very different than giving a reading. I don't do that as part of the therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I just found that in working with people psychically and spiritually, there's just such a great need for us to heal emotionally and deal with ourselves and, in our relationships in life, that I felt that it was really an important path for me to also follow to facilitate people in doing that. So I became licensed as a marriage and family therapist.
Mm-hmm. And to someone who would come to you and or would actually probably first talk to you and, exchange a conversation about reconnecting with the higher self, the soul, our source, and would tell you, well, it's all good and well, but how does that actually will, how that will change somehow my daily life? I still have to pay my bills. I still have to go to work. And, things that are really getting in the way right now, I feel, for people who have that intuitive knowledge that there's something bigger, but who are so anchored in what they believe is the reality. What would you tell them?
Well, what I would tell them is that for most people, there is this belief and idea that they're in their life, they're on their own, they have to struggle and try to get those things out there to help them to feel safe and secure or loved, whether it's a job, money, or a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, and so many people are just struggling with that and in so much fear of not having that, or if they have it, that they might lose that. Mm-hmm. And so to work and to open to having a spiritual connection in your life opens you to this idea that you're actually not alone, and that there's actually, it's like an ocean or an infinite ocean of love, mm-hmm. and support and guidance that's inside of you that is part of spirit or God. And that as people begin to make that connection, it's like a harbor in the storm that mm-hmm. they always have that to connect to. They will always have love. That light will always take care of them. They'll always be safe. And from that place of experiencing that loving, then it makes life just a happier experience,
because mm-hmm.
you're no
mm-hmm.
longer afraid or struggling. You've always got this place inside that is the source, that is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a dramatic difference. You know, also this energy, many people know of the secret that came out, this idea that,
yes.
that our inner consciousness or ideas create our experience in life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another good reason to make a spiritual connection on the inside, because you actually can create a better life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's,
you know, really
that's
a power.
The benefit.
Yes, there's really a power to actually be linked to.
Yeah.
And then from there, obviously, co-create a reality that really we don't have that feeling that we have been put in it and just like, hey, just deal with it. But it really is, okay, what can I do to really create the life I want?
Exactly.
And so how do you feel about when I talk to people in workshop and try to really help them recognize that they are unique, that they have a uniqueness that that is within, and that's the reason why they most likely are here for. That's what I call the life purpose,
yeah.
And that that at every cost, that's what they're here for. They need to discover what it is and express it. And when they are expressing it, then obviously things are just effortless. Things
yeah.
are just moving and flowing without resistance.
Absolutely.
So we all are unique.
Absolutely. You know, everybody has something to uniquely give to this evolvement of the planet that's taking place right now.
Correct.
Even if they might think, well, how can I make a contribution? It's like throwing a pebble into a pool.
Yes.
You know, the ripple effect, you can't imagine what impact that can have.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's really what's important as well. So it doesn't have to be that you need to be the next, you know, president, or you need to be the next, famous person that will be making the difference. It can be, you know, only because you know that what you're doing it from your authentic self. It is effortless. You're doing it and you're having fun doing it. And that there's no headaches. There's no, I don't want to do it. There's no resistance to it. And it can be anything. That's
absolutely
the deal. Right.
And going back to, you know, talking about being a parent, I
mm-hmm.
mean, that's an example of a very powerful purpose, that you are
yes.
shaping the consciousness of another life,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you are the influence of love that's going to always be inside of that child for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what an important purpose that is.
It is.
You know,
so
it can be anything. It could be maybe you're a great cook and maybe you bring joy to people through food. I mean, it can be anything.
Anything.
We
yeah.
don't all have to be, you know, Deepak Chopra or whoever, or Oprah, you know.
Exactly,
yeah.
And I think that that's something that maybe we are getting maybe awakened to, but we had until now feel, you know, that needs to, that if, that our uniqueness needed to be because we were doing something totally different, but just like, wow, the world with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's why came, you know, that idolation for, you know, Hollywood stars and,
yeah,
you know, putting people on a pedestal only because we have the belief that we may not be able to be worthy to get there.
Well, and there's this idea that whatever we see and admire in another is what is called a positive projection. And what that really means, both psychologically and spiritually, is if you didn't already have that quality inside of yourself as well,
mm-hmm,
then you probably wouldn't see it.
Correct.
In the other person. So,
correct,
you know, whatever people do idolize or go, wow, you know, I think that Oprah's great, you know, means that there is a part inside of them that also,
mm-hmm,
has in some way a capacity or to, you know, help others, let's say, or,
mm-hmm,
you know, something like that. So it's very important for people to claim who they are. And I absolutely agree with you. What people enjoy, what brings them joy,
mm-hmm,
in their life, oftentimes is their purpose.
Yes.
You know?
And it's very interesting because I remember a client, and it was just last week, so it's really really fresh in my mind, but who was telling me, we were trying to discover, and, you know, coming from her, what her uniqueness was, but, and, you know, it's like, okay, what do you like doing? What is, you know, what is enjoying for you to do? And so she comes up with something. It's like, yeah, but that cannot be that because, you know, that's so easy.
Yeah.
And that is another, you know, belief system that we have been raised in, that if it needs to be hard and you need to earn it,
absolutely,
you know, if it's the right thing.
Yeah.
Well,
and that is, again, about, you know, this idea that when we live in the world with an idea that we're alone, we're separate, we have to struggle for everything, then,
yeah,
our experience is, yeah, everything can be difficult, but when you open to your joy or your spirit or your light, then,
mm-hmm,
you're right, it really opens the flow, it opens the doorway, and every little tiny step that we can make towards opening to that is going to help us. It might be deciding in a day, okay, what could be one thing that I could do today that could bring me joy,
mm-hmm,
that would make me feel joyful? Do it. That's part of spiritual development and,
yes,
and healing and growth, is,
yes,
we do it a little step at a time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so what, because another part of the that path, that and I said the path, but it, there's really nowhere to go because it's already there. It's already within that needs to be just unveiled. But it's the faith. It's the trust and the self-confidence.
Yeah.
So what would you, you know, what is the advice, the greatest advice you would give to someone who is looking for that faith, who would tell you, well, you know, I know of it, but I just don't live it into a faith.
Well,
what
I would
will
say to
get
that
to
person,
that place?
That what you experience as yourself is one facet of a diamond,
mm-hmm,
and that there are all of these other parts of you that hold gifts and power and confidence and love and light and energy that you just don't know about yet. And if,
mm-hmm,
you could find a way to, you know, meditate or pray or call in your own spiritual belief or guides and angels, then what will happen is that it's like light being sent into that diamond. And,
mm-hmm,
so I would say that the reason why people have doubts about themselves or lack confidence is that they're identifying with such a small part of themselves,
mm-hmm,
that they might have experienced as not being capable or having any ability or not being strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all so much more than, you know, what we think ourselves to be.
Yes.
So my suggestion would be try to, you know, open in some way to either through journaling to,
mm-hmm,
some ideas about what else you would like to be. And if you're writing that or thinking of that, you probably already are that on inside somewhere, you know. You just haven't found it yet. It's like you've got to go mining for the gold.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's really something that is, that there's a need to, and I would say, I'm going to say train, but it's not the right word that I'm looking for. It is something that needs to be, like a gardening, something that needs to be cherished and nurtured and worked, but like with love and compassion.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think that that's a really important point that you're making. You know, if you use that analogy of a garden, if a flower doesn't receive sun, which is really like love,
yes,
then it's going to wither and not feel too good about itself.
Totally.
It's not going to thrive.
Yes.
You know, and so spirituality, whether it's prayer or meditation or whatever it is, it feeds the flower that is ourself. It helps us to grow stronger and feel more confident and loved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good analogy to use,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the, you were talking about, you know, the fact that we can reconnect with the source is really a way for us to find guidance. So I have several people telling me, well, you know, I don't receive guidance. I don't hear anything. I don't see anything. I don't feel anything. So
I have a really easy technique that even your listeners could use right now,
mm-hmm.
to learn how to access guidance for yourself. And I call it the Let's Pretend game.
Okay.
Because spirit really works through our imagination. They kind of influence it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a pen and paper and you sat down and you pretended that there is this wise sage inside of you or who's visiting with you right now, just pretending that there is an angel or a wise sage there with you, and
mm-hmm.
pretend that you could ask them a question and just pretend that you could imagine what they might say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine what they might say to you. Very often you'll get an answer.
Yes, you're right.
So it doesn't have to be difficult. It isn't rocket science.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, totally. And I think that there's a, you know, that makes it, and it's a great, great, great exercise. I love it. And hopefully there's a lot of people who are going to jump on that and take a pen and a piece of paper and you're going to be starting to write. But this is a great, great exercise because it is actually what's going to happen. There's I always said, you know, when you ask for something, and then ask yourself, what would love do
mm-hmm.
in that case? And that's, you know, when you have that answer coming to you, then that's it is. You're channeling an answer.
You really
it is
are.
Really
and the
coming
more you
through.
Do it, the stronger it becomes, more real the experience becomes for you.
Correct. So
yeah.
What do you think with using, I know that there's a lot of games lately that comes out, like the angel cards, the ascendant master cards, the
yeah.
You know, the fairy cards. So would you recommend to use those as well to find answers?
Because it's just another tool to,
correct.
It's like the Let's Pretend game. It's another tool for everyone to access their intuition. When
mm-hmm.
you pick tarot cards, your higher self or divine self is really picking the cards for you, is guiding
mm-hmm.
your hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just another a very easy form to receive guidance.
Yes.
Another way is to ask a question and open the page of a spiritual book. You know, there's
yes.
lots of different ways to divine and get information.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're really doing is you're just finding a way to get your own wisdom for that to
mm-hmm.
come forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As well as dreams. You were talking about journaling, but dreams are really our
yeah.
tools that are given to us, you know, at night, or at least, you know, during the sleep, to give us guidance most of the time.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
so,
dreams can be very, if, for example, you remember a dream, a good way to work with it is to do journaling with it. So let's
mm-hmm.
say you dreamt about a wolf in your dream. You know,
mm-hmm.
then you might, as you remember the dream, journal and exercise and ask the wolf to talk to you. Again, it's like, let's pretend the wolf could tell you.
Yes.
What would it say to you that its message is in your dream? And another is another excellent way to understand what our dreams are about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's so many tools that, you know, and I think this is it's coming out more and more. Obviously, there's more and more support and portals that support that communication to be out there, you know, how to realize our authentic self, how to reconnect with it, how to find happiness, but it is really to find the source. And I think there's more and more that's really this consciousness that is, you know, sinking in, like anchoring as this is time and this is, and you know, maybe I would say probably 10 or 20 years ago, there was still this resistance on a global level, and at least in our Western countries,
yeah,
to put it out there and, you know, said, okay, how, like, could you 20 years ago say, well, you know, I'm a psychic?
Well, I think that that's an important point because about 16, 17 years ago, you know, I left England and moved to New York. And even though, yes, you know, there were small pockets and communities that would accept me saying I'm a psychic, for the most part, it would be regarded as something that's crazy. You know,
yes,
that just wouldn't be accepted or would be ridiculed or questioned. And I feel very fortunate that I was given the opportunity to be in New York where, when I moved out, there was a more of an open consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who were the forerunners of, you know, this transformation of consciousness. There was a wider community, I would say, there. And so I was very fortunate to find a lot of support and acceptance for being who I am and
mm-hmm.
developing my gifts even more.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of the Western, you know, world would have thought at that time, 20 years ago, that, you know, what on earth are you talking about? You know,
yes.
Yeah.
And you can really now, you know, advertise of it. You have a window through, you know, website on internet, and people are actually, I feel, and granted, it may be because I'm more into it, so I am obviously more attracted to that environment. But it appears to me that there is an easiness. People more easily are going to say, well, you know, I'm just going to have a angelic readings, or and even maybe if people say it like, oh yeah, you know, I'm just going to do that for my birthday, you know, it's like a fun stuff.
Yeah.
I think there is still a path that has opened onto that journey to, well, you know, let's see what the angel has to say, and there is one door open.
Absolutely, you know, and it's such a blessing too that people have found their way into, you know, the media like you're doing radio and, you know, talk shows that are also, I would say, normalizing or providing more of a fuller acceptance for spiritual growth, you know.
Totally, totally.
When I
discovered BBS Radio, it was, I call it coincidence, it was just the right time and just, what a brilliant idea. What a brilliant support. I mean, it is exactly what I feel that the world needs today. So it's just spreading the world.
Definitely.
You know? So that is all very, very, very interesting. And, you know, it's very interesting as well because coming from France where, you know, I came here about 7 years ago and I have not felt in France and still even now that there is that openness to that. And really, it's when I came to the States, and I think that for that, the States are such a powerful energy to just bring that machines, you know, forward and said, you know what, let's break down the rules, let's open the gates. There's so many things we can do. Everything is possible. And this is the land of opportunity, and it really is wearing its, you know, its name for a reason to me. And I think that it's really, if it's not possible here, then it's not possible. But then it is, because you can see that really you can be who you really are here and without, you know, restrictions and leaving it.
Definitely. And I do think that, you know, for whatever reason, that the United States really, you know, is the carrier of one of the, you know, the great focus points for this point of evolving and consciousness. Now, of course, there are other countries, you know, that have practiced spirituality and shamanism and all of these things for so long, but in terms of it is very concentrated here. That's
yes.
For sure. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So, Sally, where can people find you? You have a website. Can you?
I do.
Can you tell us the website?
Is birthofanewcreation.com.
Mm-hmm.
That holds all of my services and my channel teachings and all the different things that I do. So that's
okay.
Birth as in the birth of a baby, birthofanewcreation.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And I remind our listeners that if you go on bpsradio.com on my webpage, Conscious Fitness, you can find also Sally's website. You just have to click on it and you will get linked back to her directly. And you have a phone number as well where people can reach you for readings and advice and, you know, appointments. So what is it?
I do. I have a toll-free number, which is 1-888-SPIRIT. That's 1-888-SPIRIT.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a number that people can also reach me on.
Very good. And you do as well classes, like regular classes?
I do. I teach psychic development and channel. I have a channel group, and I teach workshops to help people evolve and open and heal their consciousness. And those are focused in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
Although periodically I do do them in other locations. So
mm-hmm.
there's an events page on my website that lists all my events and classes, yeah.
Okay, so everyone can find all of the need to awaken their spiritual life and awaken to their higher consciousness. And thank you so much for your work. Thank you so much for your time also. And I wish you the best for what's coming, because I know that all light workers are going to be busier and busier throughout the next years at least. And thank you for coming on the show and sharing with us your vision.
It was really interesting. A lot of fun.
Yeah, very
thank
good.
You.
And so, listeners, thank you so much again. I'm going to finish on a little note and another gift for you. I will give to the 10 first listeners who are getting onto my email address, which is aline@alinehenley.com. Again, it's Aline, A-L-I-N-E, at alinehenley.com. Whoever is going to write to me a little note, whatever it is, hi, hello, bonjour, whatever it is, then I will send you, if you send me your address, a free book, Beyond Fitness, which is a book that I wrote to, which explains a little bit this body-mind-spirit connection and how I see, a weight loss program coming from that place of a higher consciousness. So on that note, Sally, again, thank you very much. And you have a lovely evening, and hopefully we'll have you again on the show soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.